Blog Talk Radio. Jersey on the beat.
I got some shit up. You think that you have captured my heart, oh baby, oh. I'm about to shoot my shot, oh baby, oh yeah. My guns to go, I pray, making over the bar. Every day with you, I the same pen, same pen. I mean like I drink it, I fell in water. Body can they do me kuluke, kuluke, ke. You run your matter inside the keke na pepe. Every day with you, I the same pen, same pen. I mean like I drink it, I fell in water. Body can they do me kuluke, kuluke, ke. You run your matter inside the keke na pepe.
Yeah, oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Sample your trumpet, blow, blow. Baby Jo, 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 Fru Daddy, yo, yo, Jo, Jo, like mommy, yo, yo, Jo, Fru Alaji, yo, yo, yeah. Baby, make a young you different story. See the feeling you give me, my girl, it ain't that body, yo. I beg you, do me small, small. I beg you, do me. Blow from daddy, yo, yo. But blow like mommy, yo, yo. Blow my cassava, yo, oh, oh. Oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow, blow like mommy, yo, yo. Blow, blow, oh, daddy, yo, yo. Oh, my baby, blow, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Yeah. Oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Sample your trumpet, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, Jo, 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 daddy, yo, yo. Jo, Jo, like mommy, yo, yo. Jo, Jo, Alaji, yo, yo.
You have captured my heart, oh baby, oh. Hey,
position.
Anytime I move, you they hold me down, baby, oh. Yeah, but I must to shoot my shot, oh baby, oh. Yeah, my guns to go high, pray making over the bar, oh baby,
oh. Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe.
Take everything you have for free. What's this really cost? Or just calm yourself, or stay still for once. Lose my atmosphere, I'm just floating on stars that turn. Oh. I'm choking on stars that turn to dust. Hope I turn. Take me for a ride. Take me in.
This is something that I'm used to. I give too much, but I choose to. And you love that.
Be bold. Smell me. The Mexico. Nights that made me cold. Do the stress increase my hunger? Tell a lie then make a promise. Fish like a man, nigga fish. Hit, nigga, this a fucking hit. Send a nigga a whole full clip. Dramatized by the whole trip. Boatload full of cocaina. Got some wolves riding and some hyenas. Told an 8K like this bitch a Nina. And I know I got a billionaire demeanor. Going out the gun, very young. Fuck you pussy, fuck a pussy. Put the pussy on a nigga tongue till the pussy juice running down my lungs. Ain't another better feeling like the feeling when a nigga make it out the slums. Taking all my rest and rest, I got my niggas rich, I'm at the tower, I belong.
Underneath the sunrise, show me where your love lies.
I've been so into you.
don't gotta deny it. Baby, you gon' make me overnight it. Tell me how you down. If you down, don't hide it.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. I'm your co-host, the Pearl of Negra, and I'm riding shotgun. I'm the host of the show, Sergio Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
Hey, I'm feeling good. How you doing? You hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I was kind of panicking a little bit because I thought my, my tablet had run out of battery. I'm like, oh, my God. Where my poetry is. And I was like, wait a minute. I thought I checked this before the show, but it's all good. It's all good. It is all good. How you feeling tonight?
Going through the still cough with everybody going through and stuff like that, but I'm hanging in there, though. You know what I'm saying? Making sure I get a little rest and everything. So, but I'm Gucci tonight, though. I got my bra links on, so, you know, I'm feeling faithful.
I know that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this, as my most gracious host just said, is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I already know you got your Raw Links on. I got mine on, too, okay? And before we go any further, I want to give a thank you and a shout-out to someone who is a very good friend of mine. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO and creator of Raw Links, that beautiful jewelry that we speak of. And I'm going to tell you exactly where to find them and what the phone number is. But his name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby. Yeah. And you can acquire those pieces of jewelry over on Amazon, on Instagram, and BrawlinksBRaw at Facebook.com. And if you can't get them there, be sure to holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure you get to adorn your body with those amazing, wonderful pieces. Now, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. Now, tonight, I hear that it's open mic tonight, gang. Is that true? The open mic tonight?
Oh,
I love me some open mic, because not that I don't like my pen being pushed. I love it when my pen is pushed. But open mic takes the pressure off. You can just grab any of it. You ain't even got to think. Just grab something, you know. And us as poets, man, we got 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, That's awesome. I love me some open mic. What is it about open mic?
Yeah, open mic, you do whatever you like with open mic. You know what I'm saying? Just bring it out. You know what I'm saying? Just go for what you know. It might be that special piece you have. Huh?
Hey. I like what you just said. Do what you like with open mic. I really like that. I'm going to write that down. Because, see, I like talking T-shirts, and I like to get stuff put on. I do, man. It just does something for me. I think, I don't know, because I like to have something to say even when I'm not speaking. You know?
Yeah. It's special. It's different. I mean, but like I said, it allows you to come from the heart and, you know what I'm saying, bring things up from the soul. I mean, and just whip it up.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am trying to find where they pay the bills at. I'm kind of having a hard time. I don't know. Maybe you can get a hold of it. Because it is a half hour into the show, and you know, every half hour we got to pay some bills up in here. So let me see if I can find one. I don't know.
Yeah, I got to lock and load my system on that.
How about, before we get to opening up these mics, I'll play a song, find a bill to pay, and then we can come back in here.
All right, no doubt.
All right, let me see. How about, we'll be right back.
This is Epiphany Radio.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarter on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. So, King, how do you wanna start this show off? You wanna give us something amazing for our ears tonight? Or you want me to start?
I don't know about amazing, but something good, you know what I mean? I started off. Yeah,
the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. This piece is titled Offering. I'm just a brown-skinned brother from out of state. What's up, kid? Doing me, staying in my own lane, playing my own cred. Why even bother getting jammed up again and lose? One thing about time, I learned to utilize some tools. Build with over the fellas. Become better inside of me. Defeat the dark enemy, killing their unkind energy. Forces moving slow, finding entry on the low. My glow exposed their show, off of faith and real hope. Also my shine, blind their methods of madness, is hazard. Work words of magic through the creator's scriptures of passage. Give my back to opposition when they start to act different. Features might be hidden. You know what's good written. That's that piece, Surge.
You know what? I wish I could rhyme like that and make it make sense, but I can't. I have tried, and I'll be like, no, that don't sound right. That don't sound right. So I just start over, and I wind up writing a piece, but it will not rhyme. Every so often, I might be able to get one line in there where something sounds the same. It just don't work
for
me. That's one of the parts of your pieces that makes it even doper when I listen to it. And I'm always going to want to, but I know I can't, so I'll just listen to yours. Dope piece, though, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I'm going to step back and have you jump on the stage and do what you do.
All right. This is untitled. Before him, the others felt like sleeping with voodoo. But his love knows no bounds, so he healed my broken. He never made me feel as if I was a shadow of a mistake. He's the one that I prayed for that was molded to fit me. And now we sit listening to the breeze through the leaves on the trees while our eyes meet, having that unspoken conversation within our hearts. My heart rate calms when I'm with him, yet he excites me unlike any I've experienced. Sometimes he smells like chocolate, cinnamon, and fresh brewed coffee. But most times, like just showered and frankincense. So today, I don't want to be discreet. I want to be in violation and violated with good sex and no stress. Because he said I feel like ecstasy, and that his passion in life is when I need something. And that's that piece.
Oh, shucks. We getting off to a good start here tonight. I enjoyed that piece. You always have a way of presenting your pieces out, which I always love and enjoy hearing. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
That cadence and flow.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, well, I see some hands up in here. Are you ready for some more poetry?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, let's get in. First caller on the mic, we have area code 202. Who do we have on the mic?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Hey, Auto, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I was Wow. I'm surprised I was hurt. So. Yeah.
What's going on, bro?
You kind of going in and out. You like sound kind of like broke up. Yeah.
You hear me now?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. I had to move the mic up. As a truck driver, I wear a headset.
Yeah.
That's understandable. Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Right. Well, tonight is open mic, so we'd like to know, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
Well, as usual, I brought my mind. So
okay.
My mind is talking about Francis Scott Key.
Mm-hmm.
And relating it to the British.
Relating it to the what?
Bridge. Everybody,
all right.
I think it's made headline news.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, name has spirit. First of all, I'd like to say my condolences also to River. Lost their lives, drowning. One reach to get to the air, but that name, the haunting moment, realizing that name, Francis Scott Key, was he someone who tried to talk about the slave, someone wanted to evade our mind and put our hands with the chains, and it remains was all the same. Was this a moment at the time where the bridge fell down? You put that name, America. You put a name that was shame. You put a name that was racist. America, you love your racism, don't you? That's why I can't respect anything like the national anthem. The name has spirits. A broken bridge is a broken documentary. A broken time for this country to always keep loving their races. You took a couple of statues down, but nothing has changed with the police brutality on the name of Francis Scott Key. You keep the national anthem, tried to hide the truth, and right now all my black people have to read. Translation, I'm here to give you the education. No hireling of a slave. Do you know how he was trying to persuade that we were like less than him? How the con artists create the Constitution. But they said that we were less than cattle. How black people been put down. Bridge fell down. And I'm not attacking the people who lost their lives. I'm attacking the name attached to the bridge. That's just how America lives. Names belong to lynching. Names to belong that what you have done devastated. The rope around our necks. Everything got a name. Explanation point. Why are you proving? Why are you keeping this history? Your history, not my story. See, everything falls down. Revolution comes up. Everything must die. You want the reason why. Why? Truth must live, and the lie must die. It's automatic, charismatic, lyrical, and gets in all in.
Okay,
wow,
bro.
Go ahead, King. I'm sorry.
know what I'm saying? Very expressive with the peas, brother. Very expressive. I like that.
America, you know, if you, I don't know if y'all know about Khalid Muhammad of Nation of Islam. He talk about how America loves their racism. So how he talk about someone who attacked some white people, a black man, that how he loved him. That, you know, America is still in love with their racism. They,
mm-hmm.
they have names on bridges, names on people that were no good. And it can't, and would never stand in the test of time. Like the Francis Scott Key. It's an all racist.
Yeah. And it's horrible. It is really, really horrible.
Indeed.
But, you know, it's just something magical about us that they can't stand. They do.
That's that melanin power.
Yeah,
that
and it is
power.
It is power in us because they take it and they put it. They actually put it in the cell phones. They add it to different types of foods. And man, I'm trying to tell you that ain't even scratching the surface of what our melanin can do. It's crazy, but.
Yeah, I'll leave with this. Black people have the most powerful people in the world to survive bondage, and our minds are becoming. There's so much truth on social media. You can find some things that enemies don't want us to find, because they want us to have that, like George Washington was your hero. My old Pat was not. Like they try to make his story to your story. You look and when you research it, did something to my mind to research and say, no, Marcus Garvey is my hero. You know, Malcolm X is my hero. Dr. King is my hero. You know what I mean? Frederick Douglass is my hero. Not the Caucasians that they talk about.
Yeah, but you know what?
We can go on
about this throughout the whole show and probably a whole another show. So, but we got other callers in here that I have to let in. So, I want to thank you for bringing that piece. Thank you for always supporting. And I'm gonna escort you. What is that in your pocket? Give it to me. Give it here.
I got some drink. Hey, y'all check out www.vibrantpride.wordpress.com. Y'all get a chance. But yeah, I'm trying to hide my drink from La Pearl Allegra. I'm trying to hide. She done caught me. I'm in real trouble.
You know I spotted. I have to stay on point when it comes to you.
Yeah,
you be spotting all the time. All right, Otto. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming through, bro.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I know who this number is. I don't want to call no wrong names, but I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to take a chance on it anyway, because I think this is one of the family members of Epiphany. You know, I think this is my nephew. I don't know, but forgive me if I get the name wrong. But I do believe this may be a Paul Graham, the poet. Am I right or am I wrong?
You are absolutely correct. This is Paul Graham, the poet. What's good, family?
What's going on, brother, man?
What's good, big bro? What's up, sir?
Hey, we here, man. We in the building.
Guys. I don't have my log book. I usually keep my call log book, and that's got the numbers in it, and that way I know. But sometimes I don't know what happens to it, man. And I just be like, I should know these numbers by heart by now, but it's all good. I'm glad I got it right. How you feeling tonight?
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm feeling real good. I'm sitting outside. It's a nice night. Smoking a herbal essence and just enjoying the show.
That's what's up. Yeah, I might need some herbal treatment after the show. I don't know. But I'm definitely going to indulge, you know, just lightly. Lightly. It is a beautiful night tonight, though, but it's that time of the year supposed to start being beautiful nights. It's a little cool and a little chill in the air, but it's calm and it's I don't know, just something about that springtime. Because, you know, springtime is actually the new year coming in when everything has died down and started anew. But for some reason, we've been told January 1st is the first, you know, is the beginning of the new year when it actually is.
Yeah.
So.
I can go into a whole long conversation about that. Like, I don't understand how people try to come up with these New Year's resolutions in a period where everything is still dead. Like, how you bring something new in a period that's still dead?
Absolutely.
But, you know, London, out there in London, Britain, my cousin told me that they recognize the springtime as the new year.
Yeah.
I recognize it, too.
It's a tradition that was put on us. I don't know where it came from, but spring, the first day of April, first day of spring, is the new year. So, but I'm going to leave that alone because I can get into my conspiracy.
We had that conversation on a video chat.
absolutely. Man, it's crazy, but we know what it's hitting for, and that's all that matters. So, now tonight is open mic. I love me some open mic because, you know, like I said, it takes the pressure off of you, and you can just grab whatever. And it don't even matter what you get, what you grab, because you never disappoint. And I'm anxious to hear whatever it is that you brought for us.
Indeed.
So with that, I'm going to move out of the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, mic is yours.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right. Oh, it's all good. All right. So this piece is called The Last Supper. Heaven or hell? Heaven or hell? The way my life goes, I automatically have a liaison for both on each shoulder. And believe it or not, the one that everyone believes is good is not always the direction that I choose, because sometimes I let that other shoulder take over. So in reality, I guess I'm really just a pushover for the spiritual conflict that is deep within. No matter how much I try to walk in grace, my soul reminds me that I am truly filled with sin. You see, outside I still may wear a grin, but on the inside the war rages on. I see myself running past Satan's third base and still no clear path on how to reach heaven's home. Then I hear a voice that's so strong and it really sounds familiar. That's when the voice from that good shoulder advised me not to listen, because that familiar voice is really trying to kill me. That's when an argument exploded between the voices in my brain. Both voices claim they love me, and I think both voices are full of games. I don't know which way to turn. People telling me just to call on his name, but I honestly don't know what name to call, so I guess I have to be okay with going insane. Dear shoulders, whoever is listening, my emotions have me in chains. Just tell me what I have to do to be free of all of this pain, heaven or hell. I'm not sure which way I'm destined to go, but when my last supper comes, I just hope that I'm on the right road. In peace.
Yo.
Yo, that was fly.
Yeah, I hope I'm on the right road too. Oh man,
I think that was deep.
That was really, really deep.
Definitely
wow.
Was.
That was thought provoking, actually, because so many of us try to do the right thing here in this lifetime while we are conscious of it. But sometimes life will hit you with something to test your patience. And a lot of times we let our emotions get the best of us instead of taking a couple steps back and getting, you know, putting forth the logical side. And we have all been there. Every last one of us. Anybody say they haven't been tested, they lying. The whole face lie, I'm trying to say. Because I know we all been through something. But what I want is, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, what I was saying was everything that we go through, all the experiences, everything that tries and tests us, it's just test of our character to see if we can handle what's coming next. And also it reminds us of who we really are. Because a lot of times you don't go through nothing, you can't find out who you are. You won't be able to understand anything. You have to be tested. And it's just going to keep happening. But we learn a little bit more with every test that we go through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like this, the journey that I'm on now, as far as trying to watch my reaction, watch my temper, and things of that nature, it's a lot harder than what a lot of people believe. And the reason why it's so hard for me, I realize that all my life I have been completely comfortable in chaos. So peace is an unfamiliar feeling for me. It's like I got tested the other day, you know, like we had this little issue with my neighbor or whatever, and they parked in the wrong spot, and we already got a little beef. So I said something when I got off the truck, and when he opened the door and questioned me, like, what'd you say? My immediate response, I was ready to hop through it, like, yeah, cuz this is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. But then it's like, you know what? I got to do things differently. I've been comfortable in chaos for too long.
Wow, that's big for you to open up and recognize that. That's what I'm talking about. We start to know who we actually are.
That's right.
And within doing that, we can make the necessary changes. I like that. I'm challenging you, Paul Graham, to write a piece called Comfortable in Chaos. I like that.
I get started on it tonight.
Okay. Wow, this is my first time challenging somebody to write up. I like this. I'm usually given a prompt or a challenge, but tonight, that one hit different, and I like that, and I appreciate your transparency, man. It's the honesty within ourselves. You know, that's where it's got to start. You can say whatever you want to anybody, but what you know about yourself, that's where the truth is at. And you have to be honest
with yourself.
This hit
walk down the street.
That's what's up. Thank you for that, Paul Graham. Ma'am, before I let you jet off out of here and I escort you on over there to the Royale, the Elms, can you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Okay, so April 30th, Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, presents another installment of Smoking Word. With this particular episode, I stole somebody's idea from Epiphany, and I don't have a topic. You call in and ask me a question. If there's anything you want to get to know about Paul Graham, ask me a question, you know, and then blaze that mic. The Bourbon and Bars Lounge is definitely going to be stocked, and we're going to sit there and have a real good time, some real good music. Probably not going to be as great as DJ LaPearl LaNegra,
but we gonna try our best. Also, I am starting a podcast April 28th called the Louisiana Lyricist Lounge. I'm co-hosting with Emuna J. And our first episode, it will air live 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on various channels. But it's asking a question. The topic is chivalry dead? And for that night, we have none other than my big brother, legend himself, Poetic, a.k.a. Mr. Van Meadows, and Miss Sophia Peterson will be our guest, and we're going to have a discussion about is chivalry dead. So those are the places you can find me right now. So everything right now, poetically, Paul Cram trying to touch. This is my year, everybody. Remember I said that.
Yes, it is. This is your year. That's what's up. I'm going to be there. I can't wait. I caught the last one, and it was dope. It was really, really dope. I love the see it. My family just doing things like that. So, yes, I will definitely be there. All right, Paul Cram.
I appreciate it.
All right. Come on over here with me to the Royale or Angel and we'll grab you something to wet your whistle. You can sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
You know what, King? I had made a mistake, and I was trying to mute myself, and I hit this button, and I muted him. And I'm like, oops. That's what I was saying. That's what I was apologizing for. And then the studio just, like, I don't know what happened.
That was me by mistake. Because you said Paul.
Okay, I thought it was Paul. Okay.
We got it together. We good.
Absolutely. All right. Let me pay another bill real quick, and we can come back get back to these poets because we got a powerhouse coming through. Powerhouse coming through. All right. We'll be right back.
Tiffany Radio.
Put your life. lights out. Get this shit to crack and got you fiending with your pipes out. Time for some action. Surfing the avenue, mad at you. Where I used to battle cruise. Back when that's when that had that attitude. Cover me, I'm going in. Walls closing in. Got us busting off these pistols. My niggas got issues again. Same song, armed with the mega bomb. Blow you out the frame, then I'm gone.
Yo, I was going too, but we roam. Cellular phones, dot meth, back in the flesh. Blood and bones, don't condone. Spin bank loans and homegrown. Suckers break like turbo and ozone. When I grab the broom, moonwalk, platoon hawk. My goons bark, leave you in the blue lagoon. Lost crew, D9's in the club with Nasu. D9 in the glove, right behind on the bars. Haters don't touch, weigh us both up. Now my neighbor doped up, got the cable hooked up. All channels, lift my shirt, all mammal. You ship off keys and we ship grand piano. Sold off shotgun, hand on the pump. Sippin' on the 40, smoking on the blood. Bust my gun, red and meth, hitting jump. La 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 la.
Infliction, poisonous, dark sickness. Best believe finger itching with two broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MC's cliches. Shot that ricochet, start trouble, bust bubbles. Hit the wicked ways, gotta love me. G.O.D. no one above me. Look good, but fuck ugly. Tap your jaw for my punch buggy, son and you. Got you shitting in your last huggy, running who? Fucking punk, get a speed bump coming through. A single shot, make your meat love respect.
Protect it by the red and the gal. Slack it down, way out of bounds. Throw in the towel, gun down. Yo, flip mode, toilet bowls explode. When that comes drop a shitload. Grip holes, mushrooms, did those. These pistol whip holes, a bitch owes. Money, bro, I stick a zip code. Tiptoe before Doc can skip, bro. Thirsty, slipping out of pit nose. My biz built with wings and six holes. My flows is North Pole cold. My hands got the fit snow, got mixing holes and disco. My dogs let them walk with ripped clothes. Shows, niggas pack six rolls. We're losing them, this heart won't get cold. Track your backs off a 10% dose. Yeah. Come on, red and meth, sit and jump. La 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 la.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, everybody, to King and Queen's Quarters. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number, once again, is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. Yo, we got another powerhouse coming through here. I'm about to open up this mic to my diva, Gwen C. in the house. What's up, Gwen?
Building.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's
going?
Good. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. What's going on?
Driving. Oh, is there any echo? Because I am in the car.
You're all right.
Yeah.
Tonight is open mic, so you know, just give us one of your amazing pieces. It don't even matter.
Yes, because I feel like talking shit today. Thank you.
Okay.
I've had a rough day, so glad to be here with
you. Talk your shit.
We appreciate
your shit. Go on, get it off. Yes. Get it off your chest. Say it with your chest.
Yeah, get it out the window.
What did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
I don't think this piece has a name. Or maybe it doesn't. I just don't remember it because it's kind of new still.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Assuming I or my poems are what we be because I've only had black dick inside me is a double standard, or you can't stand art. Assuming I only speak on it, black lives matter, food deserts, lack of equal access, bias and hatred because I, quote, take it, black dick is offensive. I read goosebumps on my arms as reaction to Martin Luther King's words in my first grade class. Fast forward 40 years, I'm constantly reminded, quoting him makes me racist, fake, unable to be ally, when really I appreciated him then and now. All the conspiracy theories I don't seek out, but here's my cheek out, kissed me by 10 times, opposite of how I got in, when little pink notes approve of my daily tardy at Rosenberg Elementary after walking 9 blocks. I'm still always late. Everyone say I'm on CPT. If I say it, it's offensive. A car that wouldn't start, offensive. Walking to school every day at that age, offensive. Empty stomach, offensive. Another kid's mom saying my socks weren't white enough, offensive. Instead of acknowledging how bright I was. When I smell sulfur eights, I think of wave caps and berets. How I always want to march, but not in parades. And what it feels like to know Huey P. likely wouldn't have loved me back. I see the fight that's always been in me. Even when unwanted, I can't stop trying to be an ally like she was to Rocky, yo, Adrian. When I smell breath of sarcasm, I think of being stuck in ring, round and round circles, never tongue-tied, a vocal penny pincher because I don't want to buy. I want to see Dubai, but only after giving more than I have. So until folk let me give myself, I'm stuck. When I touch cash, I think I feel freedom and poverty, conflicted that wealth be bottled for consumption, teeter-tottering ideas pushed up to be let down. When I touch sand or shell or sea salt or dick, I think I feel all emotion or none, like riding a seesaw, up and down, self-inflicting 7 sets of sabotage, like when I hear I love you, I really hear hate yourself, I dissed you, you came back, merry-go-round. When I hear police dispatch, I really hear mother's heartbreak. Gunshots ringing, silencing a black breath or black baby breath, because the world won't give them roses, yet expects them to cuddle. When I recall the taste of my deceased grandmother's cabbage, my attempts at good luck, it reminds me of disparity. Even though I often suffer, there's no system against me. I wish my activist self knew how hard it would be for them once they were no longer in my womb. At age 6, they'd be so exposed to classification, they'd come home and say, Mama, you light mix. I wish my activist self knew how hard it would be for me when I was no longer a teen or in my 20s. How lonely would be the hate lingering, five-fingering, pointing and pressing, trying to find a hole in who I be. I can handle 4 or more judgments, but not 3 damn assumptions. Next time you got the gumption to say my pieces, as in my poems, are related to pieces consumed, a body count. Remember, my body at work counts too. 1. In peace.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Damn, I couldn't get myself unmuted.
Talk about,
I think I did the whole poem. I might
have
left something out. Shit. I don't know. I think that was it, though.
Yeah, that was A1, you know what I'm saying? Advocating your expression.
Yeah.
I'm digging
it. Thank you, sir.
You're very
nice. Yo. You know what? I love you, Gwen. I really do. Everything that you bring to us is amazing. You always go hard, always. Even when you try, I think, to ease up a little bit, you just can't help yourself. It's always a dope-ass message in your pieces, man. And it's effortless. You don't stumble or anything. You just give it to us raw and uncut, and oh man, do I look forward to it. I love this piece. You said it's new? Man.
I did it once. I mean, I just wrote it like a month or 2 ago. It's not, I don't think it has a name. I don't know. It don't need a name. It's just a poem.
It don't need a name. A lot of poems don't really need a name because we are going to give it a name anyway in our heads. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I like that title, but I'm going to call it personally. I'm going to call it for myself. You know, this and that. But that is so, so, oh my God, yes.
Yeah,
you always put on everything. Yes, you got like a bow and arrow, and you just, I mean, it's like a crossbow. You just be hitting the bullseye every time.
Thank you.
Oh, man, that was an amazing piece. Oh,
it definitely
I appreciate the faith. And I want to say, Paul Graham, I understand the chaos because that's why I got that one poem line that says, I've been worried since I was 3 because my whole life has been chaotic. So I felt that shit earlier. Oh, my God, I felt that. I can't wait to hear the poem he writes from your prompt. I mean, for real, like, I want to hear that piece.
Okay, me too, right? And that's what I was saying tonight.
I felt that in my bones, in my core.
Yeah, it hit different tonight. That's what I was saying. It just, woof. You know, it's the transparency in recognizing who we are. And I love that, man, because it brings about the honesty. But, yeah, that joint hit hard tonight. Oh, man, you always come through, always. And I'll be seeing you listening. I know you can't always open up, you know, we can't always open up your mic, but I'll be seeing you listening all the time. Like, my girl is here.
Hey, yes. And I'm going to stay on and listen to the rest of the dope ass poets that come through.
Okay. Hi, Quincy. I'm going to send you on over there to. Well, you driving. You can't drink tonight. But
thank
I'll
you all so
you.
Much.
We appreciate you.
One love, one mic.
One love,
too,
one mic.
Sweetie. She be killing it. Oh my
yeah,
God.
She definitely do.
She just. Flows, and it's like an unstoppable flow, I'm trying to tell you. She don't stumble or nothing, yo. I'm just like,
yeah.
That's
cool. Yeah. That should be like, boom. I got a song for her, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's what's up. All right.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. If I remember correctly, that was Groove Theory. Was that Groove Theory?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes, 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 yes. That's a classic. I don't think that sound will ever get old. That right there,
nah.
Yes. Some songs
that
are just
always bomb.
Yes, always, always the bomb when it comes through. Always, yo. All right, Kang. So I guess we can get back into this poetry. Yes. Yes.
No doubt. No doubt. Definitely can flow up in there. Do our 1-2 thing. Yep.
Absolutely.
Walk it off, or you want me to go there?
We can keep it in the same order. You go ahead. I'm gonna find something. The mic is yours.
This piece is titled Portable Audible. Create a situation larger than life, strong as crack pipes. Smoke clear, Alaskan air, mental mind, the mic is nice. Stone connection deep from out the earth's core. Spiritually, I saw more than gurus in the outdoors. Underground or undersea, I'm still riding the wave. When I speak and say against verbalized displays, hypnotic through sonics become astral when projected. Can't judge the imperfection, I'm a weapon out of heaven. Telepathy, epiphanies, I'm marked by the seven seas. Aquarium, escape speed of Mercury and Hercules. Biblically, a Samson, because I won the heart race. There's not a line that I waste coming from my interstate. Consciousness considered, gradually grown to many levels, drinking fireballs with Lucifer and Satan inside of basements. I'm speaking on a savior. They blatant on what's flagrant. Then I open up a bottle of a fragrance, making them nauseous. This part two of magic sources, I reinforce the borders. As they fade back to their cave of strange misbehavior, protecting family and friends, respecting good neighbors, advocating activists. Active with my practice. I'm Jurassic, non-ratchet, level lights are automatic. Body never catch static. I'm black lightning with verbal magic. This is that type of shit, which I call from the mind is automatic. Surge.
Yo, that was dope. Wait a minute. You said I'm a weapon out of heaven? Yo,
yeah.
That line right there, that's another line, man. Yo, and what is this you said about the cave of strange behavior? What was that whole line?
I have to look up. As they fade back to their cave of strange misbehavior, protecting family and friends, respecting good neighbors.
Wow. As they fade back to the cave of strange misbehavior. Yeah, I'm not going to touch on that, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm the only black dude in the all-white neighborhood, you know what I mean? So, you know.
Yeah, I used to be that person. I grew up with all Jews in the town. So, yeah, I get it.
Also, respecting good neighbors, doing that, you know what I mean? So, you know, ain't no troubles around here. I can't say for the other blocks.
That's all right. You ain't got to speak for them, man. They doing their own thing. Yo, that was dope.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
I got something here. Y'all probably heard it a few times before, but I'm going to do it again.
All right, I'm going to step back and get the spotlight on you so you can do your do.
Thank you. This is called Bits of Memories of My Pain. Once you're in love, you don't see the devil who's inside. I wish it was a mechanical emotion. When your mind is under the influence of someone, you don't know when to say you've had enough. And your body is ready to let them do anything at any time. He came with a warning, but I skipped the label because I just wanted to get right to all of him. Now the side effects of him have left my strength disabled, and I'm addicted to his toxicity. He doesn't love me. It's the way he makes love to me I'm in love with the way he lies beside me, talking to me until I release all my day into his beard. Yeah, he's just that good. I've had enough. I'm detoxing now and slowly falling out of love with the pain, yet in love with me. And everyone knows about us. We got history. So they couldn't understand why I just kept walking past him without a response when he spoke. When asked why, I said my heart doesn't live there anymore and that I didn't leave anything at that house that I want or need to retrieve. My time spent in the in-between of hell and almost scratching the surface of, well, I don't know what's considered normal, so I'll just say balance is done. See, everything the eyes see, the ears hear, the skin feels, the nose smells, the lips taste, becomes a permanent part of the mental self of the physical being. So it doesn't hurt anymore. But the memory of it remains and will surface from time to time as an annoying poke. Now, most times, my soul reveals its ombre side, warmth with a bit of chill like early autumn, then bits of sweet drizzled with spicy. But there are other times my onyx will surface, dark side. That's the wall you can't get past. You might not even see me for a while, because my fear is behind it. Not fear of you, but for you. So don't be upset that you can't reach me. I'm protecting you from the darkness within me. And that's that piece.
Wow. That piece was saying, like, yo, I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Like, yo,
yeah.
I'm done.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I was saying.
That was a fly, beautiful beast, though. But that's all that kept resonating when he was like, yo, I'm getting the fuck up out of here. I ain't got time for this shit.
That's right. You know, I don't know if everybody else has been in one, but being in a toxic relationship, you get sick of that shit after a while. And you just want out.
Right.
That's what I did. I was getting the fuck out of Dodge City. Yes. Tired. You know, no matter how good the love is. Because you know that toxic, crazy lovemaking is different. And it's sometimes it becomes addictive. You can't get away from it. But eventually you wake up, and that's exactly what I did. I woke the hell up. I'm like, nope. Because I already knew. You know, after we did what we did, I already knew later on he was going to act a fool. He was going to show his ass again. And I was going to be back to feeling the same exact way. You ain't going to keep manipulating me like that. I'll be damn. I'm out.
Yeah,
when I left, I didn't care what I left behind. I was not going back. So, yeah.
That was dope. That definitely
Thank
was.
You. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well,
I got another piece.
Oh, you got another piece? I was going to check and see if the other poets wanted to spin the block,
yeah.
See if they still here.
Yeah, that's cool, too. And I definitely got a song for your piece, too. You know what I mean?
All right, well, let's do this.
All right, let me get it up for you.
Another one. Mary J. Blige.
Paid yourself again, all down. Move to the left again, all down. Wishing that you had this. I know you're wishing that you had this. Paid yourself again, that's tragic. Gave you my heart, baby boy, you should've kept it. Wishing that you had this. Turned up on you one time. Told you it would take only one time. You
the best music.
Had a real bitch by your side, riding like a Glock 45. Now you're lonely when you slide. Tell me what money do, if it's on the honeymoon. I'm sweeter than honeydew, but I caught you sipping strange fruit. You turn me into a dog, I'm barking woof. Told you just to keep it 100 proof. You made me promises that you could never keep.
Keep going.
So you was just fucking down and you'll get back to me. Baby, when I'm good girl gone, she's gone forever. She's gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever. Cause when a good girl's gone, she's gone forever. She's gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever. You did me wrong. When a good girl gone, she gone forever. When a real bitch leave, you gon' wish you never met her. And I'm a real bitch, don't make them like me no more. Before I share my bed, I sleep on floors. I told you, I'm a wife, I can't be your whore. We different prices, I don't go for what she go for. Please, keep your keys, I'm changing all these locks. About to find a new nigga and give him all his box. Tryna bring me down, I give him all his top. See, I got some money, boo, I do what I wanna do. And I've been a 100 poop. You turn me to a dog, I'm barking woof. Now I'm gone, nigga, push. When she's gone forever. She's gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever. Cause when a good girl's gone, she's gone forever. She's gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever.
Yo, that was perfect. That was perfect. Mary is my girl. I don't care what nobody say. That is my girl, okay? I love her.
Yeah.
People are like, she always depressed. They need depressing songs. Yeah, but it's life. It's a part of life.
Yeah, she be getting busy with them joints, though. You know what I mean?
Yes, that is my girl, okay? Even though when the first time she came to Philly to perform, we booed her. I don't even think she wanted to ever come back to Philly, but she's been back since.
Yeah,
I always thought she was dope. You know, she just needed a little bit of work. She had to back up, you know, find parts of herself, but then come back. And she came back.
I guess she needed.
Wrong.
I guess she needed Faith Evans with her.
I don't know. She needed help though, because she just. When she first came out, she was really, really young, and she needed more vocal training. And they just pushed her right out there, you know, to start doing these live performances, and her voice was, she just wasn't ready for it. And, you know, us over here in Philly, we are a bunch of bullies. We ain't going to pull no punches with you.
Yeah, because that Jill skyrocketing out there.
But it's all good. It's all good. It was worth it. Sometimes you need that to open your eyes, you know. It's all right, though.
Yeah.
It's okay. But you said you had another piece. But let me check and see if these other poets want to spin the block real quick.
All right, that's what's up.
Mr. Automatic, you still with us?
Yes.
You want to spin the block? You want to do another piece?
Yeah.
All right, you ready? Because if you are, the mic is yours.
All right. I'm going to ask King Atterbury to name my poem, and that's going to be my piece.
Yes, Sergio got a title for you. What's up with the
and
world?
You put a name to it, and I'm going to do a poem to it.
What's up with the world?
What's the name of it?
What's up with the world?
What's up with the world? Good. All mercy, mercy me. How things what used to be. If I could sing like Marvin, when I'm starving, it's for the knowledge. Looking around. People down in these streets, steady heat, it's like another repeat. But when I'm living so strong, peace to go in defeat. see, what's going on? What's up with the world? It's what I'm trying to observe. My people, we got to come together. We got to be built like a nation. We got to have our own legislation. We got to have this new education. Now, do you feel me about the growth? This is for both you and I. We be united. What's going on with the world? Baby mama's not be able to take care of the children. Daddy ain't home. And she's looking for answers. Father went to jail for something that he didn't even do. And she has his seed, teaching his seed. But what will a revolutionary will do? What's going on with the world? I keep asking that question because it seems like oppression been a deadly weapon. Learning our lessons, time indeed. What do we feed? This is the point of knowledge to receive. What will you believe? I'm looking around. I'm looking at the sad faces, but we are strong black people. Been through this before. Been through a bondage. Can you smile? Smile, black woman. Smile, black man. I know there's times it's hard. I know that it seems like the world feels like it's against you. I know that the racist tactic has been against you, but can you please smile, black woman? Can you please smile, black man? What's going on with the world? What's going on? What's up with the world? I guess this is a reaction. We research. We just might make things happen. Mr. Automatic Charismatic Local Engine. Can't get his in them all in, prep and try.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yo. Dope as always. Man,
yeah.
Thank you for sticking around, Otto. I'm going to send
we
you back over
that.
There to the Royale I am. Right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic, and Pearl ain't going
to... Oh, I'm sorry. What was you saying?
Oh, I didn't say nothing. You said muted. I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right. One love, one mic. Oh, that was dope. All right, let me check and see if my sis Gwen C got another piece for us. If not, we can just go right into our... Gwen, you still here with us?
Gwen C, you here?
She said she was on the road, so she probably had to go back to driving. But all right, so
all right.
Third, you said you all got right. You got another piece for us. I got another one too.
Yeah,
gone,
yeah, I got a piece.
It's the bad self. I'm gonna back up and mute myself, and the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. Excuse me. This piece dedicated to a Caribbean queen. It's called Special Elixir. Opening doors, I'm walking on floors, illumination I see on walls. Walking around, no need to pause, maybe one day massage the core. Moments to chill, feel how you feel, driving thoughts, just take the wheel. Know that I'm real, spin words off the reel, out of respect, lower the shield. Allow me to enter no winter, December, summertime, I'm never cold. Key to the heart, exposing the spirit, which is protecting all of our souls. I'll follow you into a place of good faith as long as we both are in that same space. Moving forward, compass of fate, look in my eyes, check the stargaze. Image of trust is never too much, taking it slow, no need to rush. Embracing the blush right on the cusp, give me the word, I'll be your crush. Sipping your summary, kissing what's hungry, changing my diet of life, I'm up. Introduction of function, speak about something, don't believe in pop love. Liquid's a quiet place to mix in a blend of the cares naturally mine. Appreciate time behind what's aligned. two can be as one and shine. Walk down the street that's really upbeat, hold on to something, memorable treats. Distance for instance, make presence available right now. It's just you and me, Surge.
Look in my eyes and check the stargaze. That's dope. You got them lines, yo. I'm trying to tell you. I'm writing this shit down. I'm trying to
tell you. Thank you.
You know, that is dope. That is dope. Oh, man. All right. I got a little something here. Another little something. It's untitled.
Step back. Mic is yours.
Thank you. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. We must maintain beauty before us, behind us, below us, above us, and all around us to recognize that. And that happiness, Let me start over. This is the wrong piece. I am so sorry. All right, here it is. I'm sorry. It is a fact that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. But for me, it also rises and sets in your eyes. There's a universal rule that is vital for balance. We must maintain beauty before us, behind us, below, above, and all around us. I have that with you because your love encompasses my everything. You've added to the happiness, confidence, and peace that already exist within me. Things I couldn't fathom was tangible outside of me. I wish for nothing else. Well, they've been fulfilled. You've given me so much without asking for anything. Not just love, absolute, loyalty, dedication, and truth, but friendship. You give me soliloquies formed in my heart from similes of exquisite naturalness. The kind of friendship where it's easy to initiate the difficult conversations because I can talk to you. The kind of friendship that no matter where we are, distant or right up under each other, you open to me. The kind of friendship where there's never a moment of now's not the time, baby. The things that you plan in the way you live your life while continually including me with the idea of hope and faith, that gives me a conscious, that gives me a continuous experience with joy, happiness, confidence, and peace. And I just want to crawl up inside you like an amoeba and just be. I don't know how you did it, but you brought to me what I need. So with that, there's just no substitute for you. And should you ever feel a need to be free, I will quiet the world around you and help mend your wings for you to take flight. And that's that piece.
Oh, man, that was lovely. Acceptance of love. I mean, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
And you're very welcome.
Ooh, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I thought I hung up my phone. I get to the studio. I thought I banged on myself. But before we go any further, let me play another bill, and maybe you can throw another song up in there.
I got you.
All right, I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Radio. Thank you.
another one of those things.
That's what's up. I always say this. Your music takes me to summertime. Riding my Tennessee with my little shorts on and my little door knocker earrings and my layered haircut and my pom-pom footies and my white kids. I'm trying to tell you, yo, it just takes me back to that. And then being over in Fairmount Park, I don't know if you know anything about Fairmount Park, but that's where hold.
My ex-wife, she used to live around there. Yeah,
okay.
What's that building name? That place where people get shot up and stuff.
What I was getting ready to say was we would go out there and they would hold concerts in the park. You'd have Frankie Beverly and Maze and all the Philly greats would be out there, but we would be sitting out there sometimes, and just everybody would drive up in there and park up all on the grass and open up their doors and windows and hoods and everything and just blast the music. And you could walk around and have a good time, man. That was back then when
I
was
heard
a
about
team.
All that.
I can't do that shit now. But, that's what it reminds me of. It takes me back to good times, you know. It was just where everybody could just chill. And you didn't have to worry about somebody coming through causing chaos and none of that mess. And then, you know, we got the Dell out here, too, where the actual concerts are held at every summer. So,
yeah.
And that's, like, a few blocks away from me. I can walk from here to there and just go. You know, I used to cheat a lot. I used to go out there and just have a lawn chair and my mosquito repellent and sit outside of the joint because it was an open concert. It wasn't in the building. It was just, you know, you sitting in the chairs and stuff out there.
Yeah, I know the type, though. That's why
those
songs
remind
me of Old Harlem. Old Harlem. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you can be out there to chill in the park and everything. People got their water coolers and food and stuff. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Great memories. Yep. So that's what those songs do for me. You know what I'm saying? I just be like, yeah, I remember when that came out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a jam.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I think it's getting ready to shut down. So, I don't know. I guess we can give our closing words and you can take us out with another song, King. This has been an amazing show, as always.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. I'm just saying, you know, like I always say, thank y'all for coming out, everybody that called in, people that streamed online and just listened in, the poets with their amazing poetry. I love y'all, you know, y'all the ones that make it happen for us. I want you to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself because they're in live spirit. Continue to love and respect one another. Be safe and be cautious. I'm going to say thanks. King, over to you.
All right, thank you. Excuse me, y'all. Yeah, I want to thank everybody for tuning in online, the callers, enjoying the beautiful poetry tonight. You know what I mean? And it's been amazing, as always. Y'all make these Monday nights special, you know what I mean? So, see y'all next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Epiphany Radio. I'll take you out right here with this song, Peace, Love, and Happiness.
Back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, funky, yeah, the dot. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but don't lose your grip. 9 trizzies, they just there for me to fuck up, shit. So I ain't holding nothing back.
cracking, motherfucker. I got five on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact, cause I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must we drop gangsta.
What's my motherfucking
shit
name? To the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy, yes, yo, and Snoop Doggy Dogg in the motherfucking house like every day. Dropping shit with my nigga, Mr. Dr. Dre. Like I said, nigga can't fuck with this, and nigga can't fuck with that. Shit that I drop, cause you know it don't stop. Mr. 187 on the motherfucking top. Tick tock, now with a Glock, just some nuts in the cock. Robbing motherfuckers, and I kill them blood cops. And I step through the fog, and I creep through the small, cause I'm Snoop Doggy, 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 oh. Hands in the motherfucking air and wave the motherfuckers like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and pour the drink and watch it stink.
Why?
Cause doggies on the gang. My bank rolls on swole. My shit don't hit legit, now I'm on parole. Stroke. With the dog pound right behind me and up in your bitch is where you might find me playing that G-Bang. She want the nigga with the biggest nuts. And guess what? He is I and I am him. Slim with the tilted brim. What's my motherfucking name?